I know that you're trying to figure out what is the most important skill for raising a two-year-old? What is the most important skill at this stage of my life? And some of you would even say, and you don't even know because I'm 62 and you're not. But I would suggest that whether 62 or 16, a four-month-old church or a 40-year-old church, that the most important skill you will build in your life is the ability to step out not only when the feeling of faith makes it convenient, but when the conviction of faith makes it necessary, even though the convenience is nowhere to be seen. Now, I am a skeptic, so my kids will tell you, when they tell me anything, I always say, what's your source? Because they will just tell me the craziest stuff at the dinner table. And they will tell me the craziest stuff about politics. They will tell me the craziest thing about my own staff that they heard. They will tell me the craziest thing about what's going on in the larger world of, I don't know, they talk about everything from eyeliner to steroids at my dinner table. Did you know steroids are good for you? And I'm like, where did you see that? Graham the other day, he said the most outrageous thing. He said, Dad, and he said it like a fact, just a flat fact. He said, boom, and he just dropped it. And I said, that is the dumbest thing that I've ever heard. That's not true. He said, yes, it is. I said, no, it's not. And it wasn't really like a disrespectful thing we were kind of playing. And he looks back at me and he says, yes, it is true. I said, it can't be true. He said, yes, it is. I saw a thing. Oh. Oh. You saw a thing. Oh, well, now it's definitely true. Because you saw a thing. Tell your neighbor, you saw a thing. Yeah, so it must be true. Because you saw a thing. You saw a thing. So son, I know you saw a thing, but before I'm going to believe a thing, you got to source the thing that you saw if you want me to believe it. And I'm going to give you three points at the very beginning of this message. And this is not the message. This is just the points that will build the message, that will get to the point of the message. Write them down. They all start with the letter B. If you are wavering today, and if you are wondering today if you can make it to the other side, there are three things happening at all times. Number one, you behold. Number two, you believe. Number three, you behave. We behold. Everybody say, we behold. Come on, put these in the chat. I need participation. We behold. We behold. We believe. We believe. We behave. I thought you'd like this, LJ, because it's B3, like that organ. Yeah. We behold. We see a thing. Graham said, I saw a thing. We have never lived in a time where you see more stuff. And I wouldn't have worn my same gray hoodie if I'd have known we were going to preach to each other like this. It's all right. I'm happy to match you. I see a thing and I believe a thing and I behave a way. I see a thing, which I don't even know if right now anything I see. I used to say I have to see it to believe it. Now I have to see it and verify it. I don't even know if the trees that were in my backyard this morning are AI right now. I don't know. They look pretty real. Put my hand through the tree to see if it's real. Is this a simulation? I don't know. I don't know if they really said that. I get these clips. People want to show me stuff all the time. Look at what this political candidate said. And I Google one time and find out they didn't say any of that. They made the voice sound just like the lips moved. It's a weird, I'll just be honest with y'all. It's a weird time to do this, to talk to y'all. Because they can show you stuff that I said that I didn't say. Or slice what I do say till it's not what I said. And so people would want to come up to me. Oh, did you hear what they said? Did you see what they did? Did you hear it? Did you see it? And I've learned to tell my kids that. I don't want to see it unless you can source it. Now, this is the kind of preaching that I notice nobody shouts about. Because we want God to set us free of everything but our gossip. Everything but our slander. We want God to give us peace, but we don't want him to meddle with any of the processes that are making us anxious. And I am trying to say that sometimes you see a thing. Graham said, I saw a thing. I'm not doubting that you saw a thing, but for you to just see a thing and believe a thing is immature. For you to just see a thing and believe it is to put too much confidence in your senses, because your senses are not your sensei when it comes to this fight of faith. The Spirit is. There is coming a time in your life where you are going to have to get to the root in this season of your life for the challenges that you face, for the responsibilities that you carry. I got to calm down because I get excited because I see how it all works now, because I realize that some of the things that are a problem in my behavior are a problem in my belief. But before I believed a thing, I had to see a thing. If I behold a thing and believe a thing, I will behave a way. Some of us hate the way we behave, but we will not change what we behold. Little B3. Okay? So I behold, I saw a thing, I believed the thing, didn't even check it out to see if it's real. And then I behave away. And so now I have seen so many things making me think that that person is my enemy because they're of a different political persuasion. And I have beheld enough of that information and data in my phone that now I behave in a way that is completely contrary to the character of Christ, who is bigger than either political party. But I can't believe that because I don't behold that. Y'all know this preaching is much better than this response. There's an imbalance in the room today. All right, do you really believe this, that we walk by faith, not by sight? Because that means faith is not primarily a feeling. That means that faith, biblical faith, I'm not talking about manifesting your dream job, dream car, dream house, dream beach. I'm going to manifest my island. Well, I don't want to have to staff an island, so I'm not manifesting that, okay? I can barely keep my bed made in my house. But biblical faith, whose object is Jesus and the finished work that he did on the cross and his resurrection from the dead, that kind of faith? Faith in Jesus and what he's done, we walk by faith, the kind that Paul's talking about in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I'm about to show you Moses and Peter, two leaders who both needed to step out in doubt with no feeling of faith. Can you do that? Can I do that? Do I still do it, or did I just do it when the church was young and I was 26 with nothing to lose? These are the things that have been challenging me. Faith is not a feeling. It's a behavior. This is the best news I've ever given you. Because what it means, watch this, is you can be at an emotional low and a faith high. So what it means is all the people who say, well, you shouldn't doubt or think that or ever deal with that or struggle with that if you really knew Jesus, it means that from now on, you get to take them to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 and say, my faith is not about what I feel. It is about the way I behave. And I do not mean that if you don't behave correctly, you don't have faith. What I mean is, it's the motion that matters. Let me show you what I'm talking about. In Exodus chapter 14, there is a Bible story that I have come to really, really love. It is called the parting of the Red Sea. Of course, that's only what you call it if you fast forward to the part where it parted. We love the part where it parted. Just a side note, don't you love the part where it parts? The part where God did it. I told a songwriting room the other day, I said, y'all, I don't know if we could put oceans splitting or mountains moving in any more songs. I think we found every way to say that we can. But you know, it's powerful for a reason, because everybody has one of those. All right, well, this is the part in Exodus chapter 14 that I think is kind of funny. And I'm going to use Exodus 14 and Matthew 14 to remind you today that it's the motion that matters. You did the exact right thing by getting in your car, spending your expensive gas money to get to this church on this day at this location because it's the motion that matters. And listen to me. I don't care if y'all fought all the way here and you cussed them out in biblical Koine Greek. You did the right thing to drag your cussing tongue in this room so you can have these ears sanctified by the word of God so you can cut your cussing in half by the time you get back next week because it's the motion that matters. Don't judge where I am if you don't know where I started from. You don't have a frame of reference for how hard this is for me. It's the motion that matters. They've come a long way. Moses and the children of Israel. They've been through so much, unimaginable. A 430-year cry to God that seemed unanswered. But not now is not no. And at the appointed time, God sent a deliverer named Moses, who himself was pretty old. And he taught the most important skill for this stage of life in old age. Because Moses said, I can't speak good and I can't do it. And I killed an Egyptian. And how will I go to Pharaoh, who's an Egyptian, and say, let the people go? And what if they don't believe me? And I'm not a motivational speaker. And Moses, the non-motivational speaker, ends up with the most important message of all time. Because he stepped out in doubt. Prove me otherwise. Quote every scripture you want at me. One of the greatest leaders God used told God he couldn't do it and then did it. Well, he did all he could do. He put some plagues on the people. And he even got the Egyptians to give plunder to the Israelites so they would not leave empty-handed. Now with the wealth of an entire nation on their back, the children of Israel, 2 million strong, are marching boldly, the Bible says, out of Egypt. Now here comes the part that I think is kind of funny. And I think this happens in our life. Verse 10. When Pharaoh drew near, Pharaoh's the enemy that they just left, that they thought they were free from, but they weren't quite yet, but they thought they were. And they're in motion, right? And then all of a sudden, Pharaoh, the Bible gives exact number, says 600 chariots, and his best fighting men is now chasing them down because not only have they lost their labor, but they've given up their wealth. And so Pharaoh drew near, and the people of Israel lifted up their eyes. Is the scripture on the screen? Shout the next word. And they saw something. They saw a thing. They saw a thing that they thought they had just left. Touch your neighbor, say, I saw a thing. I was doing pretty good with my eating plan, but I was trying to make it practical. I was doing pretty good. I wasn't texting any girls because I was going to get this season of my life straight, but I... Okay, y'all don't like that? David was on the roof one day, and he... So now look at me all hypocritical and holy and sanctimonious, like you never saw a thing and beheld something and believed something and behaved a way. But in order to really understand why you're behaving that way, don't you understand why you're believing that way? And to understand why you're believing that way, don't you have to really think back to what you beheld that made you believe that? So I completely understand what comes next. For us to judge the Israelites, because, spoiler alert, they get scared. They see Pharaoh and they feel fear. Well, how could they do that? God turns seas into highways. They didn't know that song. They were living it. I'm living this. I'm walking by it. I'm having to take uncertain steps. I thought God would fix me just right before he made me preach to you. But the truth is, sometimes I will preach to you a lesson that I have limped to. And you can do the same. Now, in this particular instance, it's like you judging an Olympic athlete, thinking to yourself, well, I could probably do that. No, you probably couldn't. Pharaoh drew near. You ever watched a sport? You're like, I think I probably could. No, I probably couldn't do that. Not like that. I could do a version of that, but not exactly that. They lifted up their eyes. Now, I want you to really get in this text with me today, because I told you we put too much confidence in our senses. And I know we have to use our senses to keep ourselves from getting our fingers burned on stoves and walking across crowded highways and things like that. But we cannot make decisions with our senses when it comes to this next step of faith in this season of our life. And the way we see ourselves and the way we see the people that God has given us to impact, your senses will get you killed. Here's why. They looked up, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they feared greatly. Is this a sin? No, it's a feeling. The sin is the decision after the feeling. Yeah. And God forgives that sin too. But if you really want to be free from it, you got to ask the question. What did I lift my eyes up and see that is dragging me back into a past that I said I would leave behind? What is making me so afraid that I keep running back to stuff that I know I'm done with? What do I keep seeing that makes me fight off people that love me? What do I keep remembering? Is the devil controlling your whole future with an old movie? An old movie. I'm talking 1988 blockbuster, be kind, rewind, Karate Kid stuff. The devil keeps showing you stuff you got kicked in 1988, and he doesn't even have to resist you anymore. All he has to do is get you to rewind. I came to find out, what are you beholding? Because if you keep beholding what they want to feed you, yes, I'm talking about everything that's on our news right now. Yes, I'm talking about everybody that's vying for your attention. Your attention is too expensive to keep giving it to things that do not have your best interest at heart. I know what I'm saying. God said this to me. God said this to me. Your attention is too expensive. It's costing you your freedom.
Hey, thanks for stopping by my YouTube channel. I hope you were blessed today. If you were, share this with somebody. Like and subscribe and leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from, what we can pray for you about. Hope to see you back here again really soon.